You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 263. This episode is one of the biggest requests I've seen in our Gold Digger Podcast Insiders Facebook group. What goes into producing a podcast? Since we released the first episode on November 18th, 2016, this once little show that I recorded in my car in our driveway to escape from our barking dogs has grown to almost 20 million downloads, 262 episodes, and thousands of you listening each and every week to hear stories of inspiring women and get free training in social media and marketing and all things business. First off, let me just say thank you. Thank you for listening and helping me grow this thing. And secondly, I have to tell you that there is so much that goes down behind the scenes to get to this, a finished episode streaming directly to you for free. I think of producing a podcast kind of like building a pyramid. The very tip top is the final product, the episode that we actually send out into the world and share with you. But before the capstone is put into place, there are so many steps and pieces to build, and I'm laying it all out for you today in this episode. Now, before we dive on into behind the scenes of this podcast, there is a little something more I want to fill you in on. You've been commenting in my insiders group, sending me DMs, emails, you name it, asking when I'm going to launch a course on podcasting, and I am so excited to finally answer that question. I am launching the Podcast Lab right now. The best part is that it's just one of 31 courses created by some of the greatest women in online business. The Entrepreneurship Bundle is honestly one of the most impressive collections of business tools and resources that I've ever seen. You can take a peek for yourself at thebizbundle.com. And there's a course on brand strategy from Bonnie Joy Marie. You met her on an episode of Gold Digger. And a course on internships from Nancy Ray, another Gold Digger alum. You can learn everything from how to set up your business legally to branding, content marketing, social media, copywriting by my girl, Ashlyn Carter. You can learn how to build a lucrative email list, influencer marketing, PR, and more. And yes, the Podcast Lab that you've been waiting for is included. And all 31 courses are bundled up for just $99. I was doing the math on these courses and individually it came up to over $5,200. And just this week, it's $99.50 at thebizbundle.com. And the Podcast Lab price, it's going to go up. Like, it's going to go up a lot after this bundle. I want you to invest in yourself and your business, but I know sometimes a massive investment isn't possible when you're just starting to dream up your first steps. This entrepreneurship bundle is something I wish I could have bought for myself from day one. Honestly, like, take my money, give me the bundle for $99 at thebizbundle.com. That's thebizbundle.com. Go snag it. Hurry up. It's only available for a week. All right. Now, let's go behind the scenes of podcast production right about now.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Thanks to ButcherBox for supporting Gold Digger. For $20 off your first order and the ultimate barbecue bundle for free, go to butcherbox.com/golddigger and enter Gold Digger at checkout. That's 2 New York strip steaks, baby back ribs, and 2 pounds of ground beef free in your first box plus $20 off your order. The first place to start is selecting show topics. Now, the foundation of this podcast pyramid is the pre-production planning, including topic and guest selection and coordinating your content calendar. By the way, I hope you like this visual I've created with the pyramid because I'll refer to it throughout this show. So feel free to sketch it out if you're taking notes. Now, deciding what my guests and I will talk about on the show is actually a really big picture decision that's considered against all the other areas of my business where I share content. But let's talk first about picking topics and reviewing potential guests. I already revealed a little how we narrow down which topics to dig into on the show. Like, we ask. Surveying the audience is one of the best ways to dig into what listeners actually want to hear and where they're struggling in their business or in their lives in general. I talk about surveying your following, your audience, and your customers all the time. How do you know what people will buy? Ask them. What topics are your listeners most interested in learning about, and which episodes are they most likely to download and recommend to their friends? Ask them. Polling your audience is the most direct way to create a list of potential episodes for Gold Digger. Now, if you're a member of our private Facebook group, you've probably seen my posts here and there asking for your feedback and quite simply just saying, what do you want? The podcast manager, Kylie, keeps a running list of these ideas and suggestions, and we refer back to it frequently, using it as a guide for brainstorming ideas. Sometimes the suggestions are super broad, so we ask for more clarity and specifics so we know we're creating the exact content that our audience wants. But chances are, if one person is speaking out in a Facebook group about a topic they're struggling with, there are probably more people dealing with the same challenges. Now, the show isn't totally fueled on audience suggestions, even though some of our biggest, most downloaded episodes are ideas that you inspired. Like, I'm deep into the world of Instagram and social media, so I love to keep an eye on trends in the digital space, and I talk to my friends and peers in this industry to gain more foresight so I can help get us ahead of what's happening right now. Now, because of that, I bring in topics that may not be on your radar yet, but should be. My team and I look at which shows have seen a huge response, for example, anything Instagram or Pinterest related, and brainstorm new ways to dig into these endless topics. I might also pick topics based on what's going on in other areas of my business as well. Like, if I have a launch coming up, I might tailor the podcast content to complement that launch. Just like today's episode is all about podcasting and we're releasing the Podcast Lab. Again, you can go to thebizbundle.com and get that course plus 30 other programs for just $99. Like, it's insane. And so I want for you to start to pay attention because we're really good at figuring out how can we create content that serves our audience, but then when it's time to extend an offer, it goes hand in hand, just like today's show. Now, if you're dreaming up your own podcast, the process of deciding what to talk about, it can feel super overwhelming. Like, maybe you're already asking yourself, what do I even have to say about that? Or how can I dive into a topic so big and really do it justice? My advice for you is, if your audience is asking you for it, then you've got plenty to say about the subject and people want to hear your take. As far as tackling big topics goes, you don't have to create a 2-hour-long dissertation that encompasses all facets of the topic at once. Break it on down, like make it digestible. For example, you know Gold Digger is loaded with podcast episodes on Instagram, but I don't have just one episode with every single thing you need to know about the app. Instead, I have many episodes on Instagram, subtopics like engagement, best practices for stories, and so much more. And it'll be easier for you to create content on a more narrow subject. It's more digestible for the audience anyway, and you'll give your show more topics to dig into down the road. Now, let's talk about the interview application process. If you've been here for a while, you know that the Monday episodes are all about featuring inspiring people from all backgrounds and businesses to dive into their areas of expertise. We receive hundreds upon hundreds of pitches and nominations from potential guests to feature on the show. And I can say with total honesty that we read and fully consider each and every single one. Many of the applications come in through the form on the Gold Digger website, and some are emailed directly to Kylie, and both receive the same attention no matter the source. There are a few factors that determine which guests we decide to invite to come on the show. I'm super grateful and humbled that this platform has grown to the size it has and that we're able to attract some of the big name guests. And I feel so lucky to receive so many nominations and pitches from women and men who want to be in on the show. What it comes down to is topic and representation, audience, and overall fit in the content calendar. Like selecting topics for the solo show, we look at what topics the guests can speak about in their interview. Can it support other episodes on a similar topic? Is this person really the best expert in that specific area to share advice and stories on the topic? Is it relevant to the audience? A huge majority of our potential guests are qualified experts in their field and have amazing stories and insights to share, so we have to narrow it down from there. Something I want to be candid about and have discussions with I've had on the show is the importance of representation. When I first started the show and had guests on, I received some targeted feedback that my guests lacked diversity in more ways than one, and that the show needed more representation. And that feedback is something I took very seriously. Like, it's front of mind as we think about potential guests for the show. While this podcast is a free resource for you and an incredible community of listeners like you have formed around it, it's also a business, and that business mindset comes in when we're building our lists of guests. The audience that guests might bring to the show is a consideration, but it's not necessarily a determining factor. We heard you. You want more guests from the beginning or the middle of their entrepreneurial journey, and not always the million-dollar earners with hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers. Regardless of the size of guest following, we look into what kind of following they have and if they're building a community with similar values as the Gold Digger audience. Topic, representation, and following are all helpful indicators of the overall fit for the show. Now, the last piece that we look at is, how is the guest going to fit into our content calendar? Does their topic align with an upcoming solo show? Are we touching on this topic on the blog? Ultimately, if it all makes sense, that's when we invite the guests to be on the show. This is a long process. I mean, we get so many pitches that we have to have this criteria that we put each pitch up against in order to make a decision, or else we would just be paralyzed trying to analyze what to do next. Now, after we choose the guests, we look at our content calendar. When we have guests and topics selected, this is where we put everything into a master content calendar. The content of the podcast drives a lot of other content that we create in other areas of my business. So seeing everything as a big picture with all the episodes, the blog posts, the freebies, and advertisers, it all has to be in one place so that we can be more strategic with the way that we plan our content. We can schedule the episodes to support the launch of a new course or program, or to point to free resources on the website that will help grow our email list. It's not always a perfectly sequential process. Sometimes we're narrowing down show topics and we have an open date that corresponds to a launch. So we might choose a topic that aligns with that launch versus another topic that's great, but isn't necessarily fitting timing-wise. Rest assured, all of the cream of the crop episodes float to the top and are eventually recorded and released. We just flex our strategy muscles a little bit and make sure that our content is aligned with our overall goals to move the needle forward in my business. This is so important because I think a lot of times people start a podcast just because they want to share their story or share other people's stories. But if you want it to become a true business or to support your current business, it's really important that you have an overall content calendar where you can see the big picture strategy. This is something that we did not do for the first few years of the podcast, and it was kind of a shame because we were putting so much time and money and energy into it, but yet it wasn't really feeding into my business in a way that made sense. It wasn't really moving any needles for us in terms of profits or guiding our students on a journey that helps them get to where they want to go faster and easier. So when we look at the overall mission of the podcast, which is to deliver the best free content and resources and lead people to success faster, it makes sense that we have this overall content calendar where we're looking at everything from our blog to our Facebook to our launches to our courses and making sure that everything goes hand in hand as much as we possibly can. The next phase in the podcast pyramid is the writing phase. This is easily the most labor-intensive phase of producing the show. We will start with a list of solo show episodes and divide them up on the topics between myself and Kylie and Caitlin and our new content creator. And we decide who writes which show depending on who feels most comfortable tackling the topics. I should mention that while I have the support of my team to write a lot of the solo show content, everything passes through my eye and gets my edits before it ever reaches you. And so while Kylie may have taken the lead on this podcast production episode because she lives and breathes the process every single day, I am the ultimate filter that tweaks the content. And this should be no surprise to you. I talk about outsourcing all of the time, and I can't even imagine if I were to write all of these solo shows. You're going to be shocked at how much goes into creating just one show. For reference, each show is about 7 pages, single space, size 11 font. The doc that I'm recording off of right now is 116 pages long. That's just for solo shows that we've written and recorded for this calendar year. That's a lot of content to write out, and it takes a ton of time. Now, to be honest, I used to be able to just wing my episodes, but being 260 plus episodes in and having a newborn means I need to rely more on scripts so that I can stay on track and teach you well and make sure I don't leave anything important out. And while I really wish I could just wing it and talk for 40 minutes straight on any given topic, I want to live up to my mission of serving the best free content. And I want to make sure that every single word that I say is adding impact and not wasting your time. That means a lot to me. So solo shows for me are a combination of personal experience and research. So for this episode, I gave Kylie an outline of the most important aspects to cover, and then she fleshed out the content based on her experience and our processes here at Gold Digger. Now, a more complex subject like working on your mindset or growing your influence, that's a mix of personal experience supported by other sources because I want you to have the most complete advice and information possible. These solo shows are scripted out with room for elaboration on my part. When I sit down on the mic, I sit down and record all of this and kind of share my different stories and impact. And then the script later becomes the show notes that you can find at my blog, jennakutcherblog.com. So by writing this script out, we've already saved some work down the road. We won't need to transcribe the episode. We can just use it and scoot it over to the blog. Now, planning interview episodes, that's a bit different. We can't and wouldn't want to script out each word of an interview. It wouldn't be an interview then. So instead, Kylie works with the guests to narrow down their best topics. Then we decide which angle to take on these topics. And then we draft an introduction that I can use to set up the guest and provides them with a list of potential questions that we might ask during the interview in order to keep things on track and to keep our episodes teachable. After conducting over 100 interviews, we've learned that our guests often feel more comfortable with having a list of 5 to 7 questions that might come up during the chat. And of course, I handle each interview like a conversation. There's plenty of room to go off script, and some of the best moments have come from those unscripted questions. All solo shows and interviews are cataloged in a massive Google Doc. As I prepared for maternity leave, one of my documents reached over 70 pages. Like, when is the last time you typed up 70 or 116 pages of size 11 font single spaced? It's a lot, but it helps us to create amazing shows like this. You know that I love batch working, so this is still how we work on the show today. This episode was part of a 15-episode batch that we wrote even before I returned from maternity leave. With a batch of episodes in place, I could record on my schedule and not feel like I was flailing or running behind or trying to wing it and remember what I had said just a week ago.
I'll get back to teaching all things podcast production in just a minute, but first I have to tell you a little secret, and I totally hope Drew isn't listening to this episode because it's gonna spoil his first Father's Day gift. Now, Drew's been eyeing our grill in the backyard just waiting for the perfect barbecue weather, and while we finally got it last weekend, and he grilled us up an incredible meal. So I figured, this man loves to grill so much, and I love eating whatever he fixes up with it, so I'm getting him ButcherBox for Father's Day. With ButcherBox, you get meat delivered to your door. There's 4 curated boxes to pick from, including a mix of high-quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, or you can customize your own box so you can get exactly what you want, even wild-caught, sustainably harvested salmon. Each box comes with at least 9 to 11 pounds of meat, which is enough for 24 individual meals. It's delivered for free on dry ice, which is actually very impressive that we can get meat delivered to our door, and for much cheaper than a grocery store because they work direct with ranches. If you want to try it for yourself or the amateur grill master in your life, head to butcherbox.com/golddigger and use the code golddigger. You'll get $20 off your first order plus the ultimate barbecue bundle for free. That's 2 New York strip steaks, baby back ribs, and 2 pounds of ground beef for free in your first box plus $20 off your order. Head to butcherbox.com/golddigger, promo code golddigger.
So once we have all of our solo show outlines, all of our interview questions ready, all of our bios drafted, we get to the next phase. The next phase of the pyramid is recording, the actual podcasting. Can you guys see that? Like when you think of podcasting, you kind of just think of this part, like the recording, but there is so much lead up that happens before you can even sit down in front of the mic. Like most things in my business, I record in batches. Once our guests are selected, we use a program called Calendly to send a link to a booking calendar. We basically select 2 to 3 days, and we have 3 to 4 one-hour sessions available each day that I'm recording for guests to book. Calendly is great for scheduling interviews because it allows guests to book directly, and everything is displayed in their own time zone so that there is no confusion. We send out an interview prep email to all of our guests, including their confirmed interview time, instructions for using our recording platform, the pre-discussed interview questions, and a request for their headshot, bio, and a day of contact should anything come up. Now, I have dogs, and I swear to God, the second that I press record is the second that they start barking. And so to cut down on any background noise, I set up shop in a spare closet downstairs in our house for the duration of our recording session. I'm sitting in my closet right now recording this for you today. Now, my voice, it can get tired. I am currently recording my 4th episode of the day, and so I try to stay hydrated, and I smile when I speak to keep my tone bright and full of energy. Interviewing, now that's a skill that I'm still honing. Heck, I have been a bad interviewer in the past. I'm willing to say that with complete confidence. And I'm always taking feedback because I was never taught how to do this. I never went to interview school or was formally trained in how to be a good interviewer. And so I'm always trying to learn and grow and get better. And so there's that. But here's one pro tip that I can give you on the subject, one that I've learned the hard way, and that is to just listen. A lot of times it's easy to be thinking about the next pre-written question on your list, but I want to encourage you to not do that. Like, while they are sharing their personal stories with you, let it be conversational. Really pay attention. An interview is a conversation with structure, but not a hardline roadmap from point A to point B. Keep your questions in mind to guide the direction of the discussion and use them if you encounter a stalling point in the conversation, but ultimately let the conversation develop organically. Trust me, I have learned this over the years. I have never been a perfect interviewer, but I like to believe that I'm getting better every single day. Now, we use Zencastr. Zencastr is a great option for recording your remote interviews because all the files are saved and uploaded to a Dropbox where they can be accessed for editing. It requires very little technical knowledge on the host and the guest side, and while it's not without a few quirks, it has ultimately served us very well for Gold Digger. All right, we finally reached the post-production phase of podcasting. Post-production is a phase where we take all the content and the assets collected while planning and recording the episode, and we convert it into consumable content for you. There are 5 needs for each episode: show notes, show descriptions, social media captions, titles, and graphics. Because of our writing and preparing process, most of this work is already done. Show notes for solo shows are edited down copies of our show scripts. Kylie condenses the script into digestible show notes with the biggest takeaways to share online at jennakutcherblog.com. Now, the show notes from each guest episodes are a summary of the interview. Kylie listens to these episodes in advance, takes notes on the content, and creates a blog post with the key points. The show descriptions and social media captions are reworked versions of the introductions already written for the show. We know Instagram captions need to capture the audience within the first few words, so they're compelled to tap more at the bottom of the picture. The captions also need a strong call to action at the end that either inspires engagement on the post or directs the reader to the link to hear the episode. The captions are repurposed on Facebook and scheduled out in advance so we don't even have to think about posting when the episode goes live. Now, I title the episodes in a way that represents the content accurately, but also that uses searchable keywords. This title is used for the episode in the blog, so it's important that it lends itself to strong SEO, search engine optimization. Now, once the titles are settled, Kylie sends a list of titles and headshots, plus some other graphics to our designer, Olivia Herrick, who is recently on the show, who creates beautiful branded images that we share across our website, Instagram, and Facebook. Graphics also include those short soundbite videos that we share on Instagram, and Kylie creates all of these with a template from our designer on a service called Wave. That's Wave with 2 V's. Kylie picks strong soundbites that tease the content in 15 to 60 second clips, and then the graphics and videos are produced in batches so that we're only working on them every 6 weeks versus individually each time a new episode is released. Meanwhile, we outsource our editing to our amazing duo out of Canada, and they process the audio, tighten them up, and insert the ads and the intros and outros. Monetizing a podcast could be its own separate episode, but I'll give you an overview of how we work with an agency on our show to get paid for the free training that we deliver to you each week. Trust me when I say that we dive into all of this in a much more tactical, tangible way inside of our new program, The Podcast Lab. So excited about that. So let's talk about ads. Now, as our show grew into its own, I knew that we need to bring someone on to manage the monetization of it. If you're putting hours upon hours and payroll dollars into something, if you are creating for others to consume and benefit from, you absolutely deserve to be paid for it. With the nature of podcasting, I'm not charging you to listen to these shows, and I wouldn't, but monetizing the episodes with advertisers is a great way to get paid for the work that you're doing. Now, our agency helps fill our ad schedule with brands that align with the Gold Digger mission and with the audience listening to our episodes. I have turned down tons of potential advertisers because, just like any other arm of my business, if it doesn't make sense for the brand, I need to say no despite the potential payout. I've said no to high-end clothing retailers, hair removal products, weight loss supplements because they just weren't the right match for the brand or for the show. Our agency works with clients to draft copy points, which I use along with my own personal experiences with each brand and its products, to script a pre-roll and a mid-roll ad. Kylie helps me create another document with all the ads that we need for a 6 to 8 week span of shows. And again, we're working in batches here to record these ads so that they are ready for our editor to insert. But because of the nature of advertising, we sometimes have last minute additions or changes that require a non-batch recording session. Maybe someday I'll give you a peek into my makeshift recording studio in Hawaii. It was basically a blanket over my head in the back of a hot minivan speaking directly into a voice recorder app on my phone. Like, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, okay? Now, the last step, the next one, is that we finally go live, and it is the go live date for the episode. We have carefully selected topics and guests. We've written thorough notes for the shows. We've recorded a batch of episodes. We've edited the audio and produced the graphics and drafted the social media captions and the descriptions. And we've selected the perfect ads that align with the brand. Now it is finally time to go live, the very tip top of my podcast pyramid. Are you guys still sketching it out as you listen? I hope so. About a week prior to the release, Kylie reaches out to our guests and provides them with links and graphics to promote the show on their own social feeds. This step is so important, and I'm so grateful to have this platform that attracts inspiring, knowledgeable women to the show, and I also know that this platform is beneficial to our guests, so we make a small ask that they talk about the show with their audience so more ears can hear this amazing content. We host the show on Libsyn, and our editor uploads the file and schedules it to publish in the early morning on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Kylie keeps an eye on the Facebook posts and interacts with comments there. She also manually posts the episode photo to Instagram, along with the soundbite and other graphics. These social media steps are so important because that's what builds and supports the community around the show and why I have an audience to speak to in the first place. Amazing. Now, when I hired the podcast manager position as a full-time job, it's because it truly is a full-time job. So much goes into preparing the episodes for you, leading to that final top of the pyramid product that is now playing in your car or on your headphones or wherever it is that you're tuning in. Almost 20 million downloads later, and we are still refining the process. We're creating new systems to make the show more efficient. We ask for your feedback more and more to make sure you're getting exactly what you need from the content. I connect with new potential guests, and we dig into hundreds of pitches every single week to make sure our guests are diverse in their topics and their backgrounds, and that they bring you sound advice through the show each and every single week. As you prepare to launch or grow your own podcast, I hope that this episode serves as a helpful overview of our processes to help you start where this show has ended up. Trust me when I say I can close my eyes and remember the days of recording through my iPhone headphones in my car, in our cold driveway, trying to just figure this out. And so I want to assure you, wherever you are at in the process, you are doing an amazing job. And I'm just so excited that we now have the Podcast Lab to serve you better. So if you're curious about the bundle or if you missed out on that, just go to thebizbundle.com and it'll lead you to all the information you could possibly need about the podcast lab. I am so excited to finally have a course to walk you through how I created this and how I grew it to this point, but also to just help you simply get started. Thank you so much for tuning into every episode. I hope this provided a fun peek behind the curtain on how we create this content each and every single week. And I hope that you see that we do it with you in mind every single time we hit record. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.